One of the world's largest brokers of fine arts and jewelry is preparing to sell the largest gem-quality diamond found in more than a century. Sotheby's auction house showed off the diamond last weekend at the company's New York City headquarters. The term gem quality means it can be made into jewelry. The diamond is believed to be about 3 billion years old. It was discovered at a mine in Botswana last November. The mine is owned by a Canadian company. The diamond is about the size of a tennis ball. It measures 65 millimeters by 56 millimeters by 40 millimeters. Experts say the diamond has 1,109 carats. Sotheby's will be accepting offers for the diamond at an auction in London at the end of June. Experts believe someone will pay at least $70 million for it. David Bennett is the head of Sotheby's jewelry division.
And it's a simply dramatically beautiful stone. I mean, it's unbelievable. Just look at it. It's an extraordinary thing. The sheer size is difficult to comprehend.
The diamond has been named Lacidi Larona. That means our light in the national language of Botswana. To the untrained eye, the lovely big jewel looks like something you might show off. The diamond is of the very highest quality, and light can shine through it. Experts praise rough diamonds such as this one for their natural beauty. Yet it could become the largest top-quality diamond ever to be cut and polished.
This stone is just amazing. You can imagine the extraordinary stones that can be cut out of it.
The Lacidi Larona is not the biggest gem-quality diamond ever found. The Cullinan diamond, discovered in South Africa in 1905, was 3,106 carats, almost 3 times larger. It was cut into 9 pieces. The largest piece is part of Britain's crown jewels. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.